What's up, gang? Welcome to another episode of the Chewing Grounds podcast with your boy Loon here. I have no clue what we're going to talk about today. It is 5:30 as I'm filming this on the Tuesday that I'm uploading this. So this is straight like free balling. Although I will say the next two or three, we'll be back with guests. I have a good friend coming on and a couple recurring guests, actually. I'm pretty excited about it. I'm in the works of getting an artist that I really like, but he's on tour, and he's glowing up right now too, so I'm pretty excited about that one. And I'm also supposed to be getting an American Idol finalist, which is going to be so interesting. But yeah, let's tune in. Thank you for tuning in if you tuned into the solo pod. Today we're just going to be talking about random things that I've thought about, like my room, and then also share you guys some like funny dates that I've been on, just anything that I can think of. Honestly, this is a free balling podcast. We are dead ass. I have no clue what we're going to talk about, so let's just get into it. First off, I have a problem, guys, and my problem is that I have been spending a lot lately. Those of you that don't know, previously in my life, from age 22 to about, I'm going to say 24, I took those 2 years off from really spending money. I went full, like, minimalist, barely spent anything. I think the only things I would spend money on is food, dates, of course, and honestly, well, when I had my ex-girlfriend, but that's been about it. And I was racking. I was living with my sister, didn't have to pay rent. Thanks, shout out to her. But I saved up all that money, and so I could buy this house, and I was hoping to buy another house, but your boy got in a totaled accident and fucked his last car up, so I bought a Tesla. But yeah, I decided while I'm young, I might as well get a car that I've always wanted. So yeah, and I guess ever since I got the house, I kind of got like comfortable. Which I am going to change. I have been getting back to my money habits. It looks like I might have to take a whole another year where I'm like really saving up again, because I want to buy another house. I want to buy some cars and some houses to rent out and to Turo. But I was doing good. And then like concerts were coming up that I really wanted to go to. I went on a trip that I totally shouldn't have. And then, you know, I have a couple more trips, and I've already paid for those, though, except for when you go there, it is going to be expensive. I'm going to Vietnam in January, and then I'm going to Vegas in April. So I'm going to try to keep traveling to a minimal next year, though, but who knows? I probably still will be traveling. I know I got to go to Nashville at some point, but that's for work. But yeah, so I was doing so well getting back together, and then I spent some money, guys, because Black Friday and Cyber Monday, so why not, you know? I'm actually going to show you guys some of the stuff. I'm going to share my screen right now. If you're on YouTube, you can see my screen. If you're not on YouTube, you cannot see my screen. But yeah, I bought some stuff that I've been meaning to buy just because Cyber Monday and also the holiday season, I decided I might as well splurge a little bit, which is totally not a great idea. But look at what I got for my room. I'm gonna have this right above my bed. If you guys are in video, you guys can see my bed. I have this really cool like minimalist sculpture thing that I'm gonna hang on my wall. I'm pretty hype about that, and I'm gonna put that between these two that are pretty like extravagant, might I say. That's gonna be over my bed for sure. I don't know if I'm gonna put just these four right over the bed and then put the minimalist thing somewhere else. That's looking like what will probably happen. But yeah, that's going to be the game plan and for the room. And then I also bought, oh God, I've been spending a little bit. Well, some of this is work stuff. I needed to buy, dude, Amazon gets you this, guys. I don't know if you guys go on Amazon, but if you guys have Amazon Prime or not, but certain items you can get tomorrow or the next day, essentially. But you have to spend at least $25. And they got me, because I needed to buy this for work. We need a new light and controller. And I needed to spend $10 more. And I was like, you know what? I am out of flushable toilet wipes. And if you're a guy, here's a pro tip. If you're a dude out there, especially a single dude, who plan to have any SO over, whether like it's people you're dating or just what, get some flushable toilet wipes. Not only is it great for your bum hole, but make sure they're biodegradable or like good for the environment, of course. But they're also like super cool. Whenever I went to, I remember going to Ben and Megan's house, and there's little things that you notice in someone's bathroom where you're like, oh shit, they got their shit together. Ben and Megan had poopery, which was fucking nice. I don't know if they had flushable wipes, but I knew they had poopery. And then that inspired me. I was like, why don't I have poopery? Because someone gave me poopery once and I just don't even have it up anymore. And so that's another thing I've got. I got some poopery. I got some holiday decor. You know, I got some lights for the outside because I need to switch out the Halloween lights. But guys, this is an investment, okay? Because I'm going to be using this the rest of my life. Unless I lose it. Oh, I actually needed this. My tires have been deflated, and I realized that Tesla tires, they don't have, you don't have a port, a smoke port, or one of the smoking thingy-majigs, so I can't use my old pump anymore, because that's what it needed, and so I needed to buy a wireless one, which I'm surprised that they even had, which is pretty cool, and it goes through USB-C, which is clutch, because that's what is in a Tesla. And then here is the last thing I bought. So I totally spent like $250 on myself, which is so bad, but I bought the poopery. Let's go. And I needed this. I needed a drain board for my sink. If you guys have a house, and or even if you guys are renting, and you guys a little trick, if you guys see dishes piling, whether it's you, roommates, whatever, get a fucking drain board dish rack, because then the dishes that pile can only pile on one side. It might be a mountain, but at least it's only on one side. And it also looks really pretty too. I was really excited about that. And then the last thing I got, let me double check. Yeah, this is the last thing I got, was these sweaters that I am pretty hype about. I'll show you guys actually. I got this this white sweater here because I don't wear enough white or colored, and I still have black in it because... And then I got this ghost looking one, which is pretty sick. I'm hype about that. I actually haven't even tried it on yet. But yeah, I have a problem, guys. I've been spending. It's not good. Not good. Not good at all. But let's see what else has been going on. Holiday season. Christmas is coming around, and I don't even know if my family is really going to be doing anything. It's kind of sad. This year, last year, we really didn't do much. I think last year we just we saw each other, ate. Didn't give each other presents because this we're probably gonna do the same because you know it honestly if you guys I love presents, don't get me wrong, and I love seeing others open my presents most importantly, but if you guys have ever had a year with your family that was so fucking stressful, which was my 2 years ago, you guys will realize why we stopped doing presents, at least temporarily, because like it was too stressful, it was too much going on, so we just took a break. And you know, it helps everyone's bank account. And did it help everyone's happiness? For the most part. We still buy Lana presents because she's a little kiddo. But yeah, I think this year I'm just going to get the roommates something small. Lana, obviously my niece, she's a little kiddo. So I'm going to get her something. And then who knows? I think I'll get myself something. I split. It's a spiral. No, that's about it for Christmas this year. I hope everyone's bank account's gonna be okay for Christmas. God, I know the economy is down right now, if I'm not mistaken. But we are approaching an election year, so that'll be interesting with the finance. If you guys didn't know, election years dictate a lot of the stock market. And if you guys don't also know, the stock market and real estate market, but mainly the stock market, can dictate where the economy is. If the whole market's down, it shows you that the economy is at a recession area, which is kind of what we're in right now, if I'm not mistaken. And I managing and co-owning nail salons with my sister, you can see the drastic change, not so much in income, but the amount of clients that are coming in that are new clients. So even regulars coming in slower, you can determine whether the economy is down or not. And it's definitely, we're definitely in a little slump. Also, housing market is another way to determine. All right, gang. Let's see. Let's talk about something fun before I close up this quick little podcast. Let's talk about some goofy ass dates I've been on in my life. This is life, not just recently or anything. I don't know why, what compelled me to talk about this, but I was literally pulling up OBS to record, and I was like, well, let's talk about this. I remember when I first got Tinder, I was 16, 17, no, 17, because I had a car. So 17. And I remember back then, if you had Tinder at that age, I think you could, at that time, you could download it at 16 or 17, but they exclusively have everyone that's 16 to 18 on the app. Like, you couldn't match with anyone 18 and older. It was 16 and 17 year olds. And I remember, dude, I was going out of my freaking way. Like, I was such a little fucking insecure simp lord because, first off, I was 16, 17, barely dated. I had one girlfriend ever. And, like, I was so new to women in general, like, that's into me. And at that time, Asian guys were not in. So, like, and I also didn't look that great. So I remember I would drive an hour, 2 hours even. I think the most I'd driven was 2 hours to see someone. It was in Fayetteville. I could have gotten shot. I remember, God, it was just so funny times. Like, I would drive so far. And, like, I'm not saying that I wouldn't drive so far now to see someone, but for a first date, I don't think so. Unless I already know you, or if I happen to be in the city already, then I'm not going out of my way for a first date. And it has nothing to do with, like, anything besides, like, well, one, value your own time. And also, like, who's going to drive 2 hours first date? I think that's already kind of like a weird red flag. Unless you live in like a small ass town where your closest big city is like 2 hours away, then that could be understandable. But yeah, I remember these like first dates I would go on, man. I was like off of Tinder, at least. I drove so far, and like the dates were so weird because like, when you're a teenager, man, you didn't know, like, oh, can I kiss her? Am I allowed? Like, should I kiss her? How? What's the vibe, you know? But I think starting dating so young gave me so much experience in what I like. And I would say what women like, but then again, it's ever-changing, and every girl is different, and every guy is different. So maybe what I like is different from what you like as a guy. But, God, all right, let's see. Funny dates. I remember one time. Right during my last year of college, I was commuting from Burlington, North Carolina, because my sister was living there at the time, and I only had to be at the school like 1 or 2 days a week, so I was just commuting, and I was staying at the frat house, which is sick. Shout out to the boys. But anyway, so I would do that, and I remember one time I matched with this girl who was like an hour and a half away, middle of nowhere. She drove over. My sister was not home. She came through, and like one thing led to another. Dude, I remember I asked her what she wanted to eat, and she chose like fried chicken, which was interesting. Kind of like, I can't fuck with that because it's low maintenance, but still, it was just interesting because it was so different from many other girls. But after that, dude, things got spicy. And I remember in our interaction in bed, she had a pause, and she was like, hey, like it was good, and then she was like, hey, could we give it a second? I need a breather, like a water break, you know, which is normal. And she takes a nap, so she just falls asleep. And I'm like, what the fuck do I do in this situation? I'm just sitting there. I just got on my phone. I was like baffled. And it was like a 5 or 10 minute, I think it was like 10 or 20 minute nap, actually. And then she woke up. She was like, sorry, that was just a lot. And then just proceeded to continue. So I was like, okay, interesting. Dude, one time I got catfished. This one was bad. Zorn will remember this one. Shout out to Zorn for helping me. So I was 22 at the time, living with my sister. And I think I was out of my first adult relationship. And I was, you know, back on the dating apps. That's which, as one does, which I actually don't recommend you do right away. I think you should figure your shit out first. But I matched with this girl that was like fucking 4 miles away. Not even, dude. It was like so close to my sister's place. And her pictures looked great. I got her Instagram too. And this is how I learned. This is when I learned you really need to vet someone. So I looked at her Instagram, I looked at her page, her profile, and it looked really good, but it was, I don't know how to describe this. It was all like upper face and shots and angled really well and slight filter and stuff. And now I learned to really vet. And even in the Instagram, there were recent pictures and it was like all that, like that. And we decided like we were going to get ice cream. So I go pick her up. And well, I'm on the way to pick her up because she did, I guess she didn't drive or something like that, or she asked me to pick her up, something like that. And she lived in like this like super farmland, like mega farmland, like acres of land. The driveway is like a fucking goddamn half a football field you got to drive in, you know. And so I told her, hey, I'm pulling up. I drive in the driveway and I see her coming out of the house. And bro, when I say my jaw dropped, I was like, fuck, I'm fucked. I just got semi-catfished because the pictures probably were her, but she didn't look anything like them. And I'm talking like she was much, much larger. I'm talking like imagine you wanted to go on a date with a dolphin, okay? And then when you pull up to the dolphin's, like, you know, little coral reef, it's actually a baby beluga whale. You're like, what the fuck do I do in this situation? I was baffled, dude. I was, I remember as she's walking to my car, because again, this driveway is mad long and I'm not like right next to the house or anything. I'm really close, but I'm talking fucking Mission Impossible Tom Cruise level. Whipped out my phone really sneakily on my right side and I queue up Zorn and I'm like trying to type out the text. She gets in my car as I'm typing. So I'm like, okay, I gotta be sneaky about this. I'm like, hey, how are you? And she's like, hey, what you doing? Blah, blah, blah. Nice to meet you. Yeah. And so I'm like heading out. But as I'm talking to her, I'm like, you know, drive. This is next level multitasking. I'm telling you guys, I'm Tom Cruise this shit. So I'm driving, looking at her and asking her like, oh yeah, like what kind of music do you like? And looking, peeking down, which you should not text and drive, but I fucking sent Zorn, yo, SOS, please fake an emergency, gotta get out of this date. And fuck yeah, did he fucking call. He called me and I think I put it on speaker or I put it really loud. And he was like, yo, bro, like my car broke down. I was like, fuck yeah. And it was like, literally we were on the way to the ice cream shop, maybe, since the time I met her, maybe 5-10 minutes. So, I'm like, oh shit, my friend's car broke down. Like, is there any way I could drop you off? Actually, could we do this another day? Blah, 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 blah. She was somewhat understanding, but I feel like she probably had to have known. And, you know, I dropped her because, again, she didn't look like her pictures, like her hair, her body, her face, everything, bro. I dropped her off, and yeah, shout out to Z. But you know what's the crazy thing? That's happened to me 2 or 3 times, which is so funny. That was the only really bad one. The other time that it happened more recently. This was like 4 or 5 months ago. The girl did look like her pictures, just like a lot more weight. I don't know how to say this without being fucking mean, dude. I don't know. She just didn't. I don't know. Guys, too, can be deceiving, and girls can be deceiving. I feel like, you know, now thinking about it, I feel like my dating apps, I don't actually have any dating apps right now. I deleted them all. Also, proud of myself for that. I feel like my dating apps, when I had them, were really revealing on me. I might not look like identical in a sense of like those were like polished pictures, like I posed and shit, but if I pose right now, that's me. But yeah, let's see what other funny dates I've been on. Dude, I went on a fucking crazy date. I am gonna try to be so vague because this date was fucking preposterous. I'm not going to give you all the details because this one was wild. I went on a date where I was invited to be someone's like plus one. And this person invited someone else that they were talking to because they happened to be in town, which is cool. Like, I not, well, that's not cool, but it's cool that people are talking to multiple people. I don't give a fuck. But this other dude pulled up, bro. And I was like, what the fuck do I do? It was so fucking weird. And I'll spare all the details because that was a wild night. Dude, and I, dude, another thing that's crazy about that, I drove home at like 5 a.m. sober as shit. Oh, man, that was crazy. I wish I could give you guys all the details. The reason I'm not is because I just, it was so fresh. It was not too long ago, but that was a fucking wild date in itself. I'm trying to think of any other like really preposterous dates I've had. I had this date once. This is the only time this has ever happened, where a girl did the whole like curving the kiss thing, and at that moment, I learned like, dude, okay. Well, so let me tell you guys about the date first before I tell you guys the details on what I think about it. So this girl and I, we went to get sushi, good vibes, all great. And, I thought the vibes were good. We were like cuddling and this is so fucking lame, but I didn't have a house yet. So we were cuddling in my car, but she was like, she asked to cuddle. I'm pretty sure. Hold on. Let me double check this. Yeah. I said, hey, what do you want to do? You want to listen to music? And then we're listening to music and she's like, okay, do you want to cuddle? I was like, all right, cuddle it. I'm like, okay. And at some point, I remember trying to kiss her. And then she did the thing. And she was like, oh, sorry, I don't do that. And I was like, oh, fuck, I'm going to kill myself. But at that point, I learned that I'm going to ask. I usually, most of the time, on first dates, I ask, can I kiss you right now? You know, or something like that. But then I also learned from other girls that they don't like that shit. So it's like a fucking... It's a double-edged sword. You have to take the risk or not. But I would rather take the risk of being, like, consent form than not, you know? Because that shit was fucking sad. Because I'd rather them be like, I ask, and they're like, oh, like, maybe next time. Which has happened. That's happened to me. And it is what it is on that stand. Oh, let me tell you guys about the other night, bro. All right, last thing I'll tell you guys. So the other night, I had the weirdest fucking week of my life going out. So it was Thanksgiving weekend, and my boy Darko is in town. And throughout the week, we've been going out with all of our friends at Greensboro. And I had just recently kind of taken a break from the bars. Like, I'll go on Saturday, and I might go to one bar. But I don't really go hard anymore because, one, I'm old. Two, I'm busy as fuck. And three, I'm like... Just trying to save money again. So the first weird experience was we go to one of my backup bars, like Westerwood, and I run into this girl I used to talk to or try to date. And I was at the bar and she was trying to create conversation with me because she was ordering a drink. And it was just like, oh, fuck. Like, this one was like light. It wasn't that bad. She was just like, oh, how are you? And stuff. I just, the small talk is so mid to me. I just either talk deeply or just be like, hey, it's good to see you. Keep it at that. Because in that little lingering, like, oh, how are you? It's so weird. And okay, so that was a that was foreshadowing what would happen on Saturday night. So Saturday night, I'm out with all my boys and like guys that don't even go out. Like, it was great. We had so much. We had like 8 or 9 of us. It was all the close friends. We were going out to multiple bars. We're having a great fucking time. And I just remember we're at my go-to bar, College Hill. And the moment I walk in, I ran into a girl that we had went on a few dates through Hinge, I think. Nothing went out about it, and she was a really nice girl. I was really, like, we were cool. We were friends. And then I ran into two other girls. And now, at this point in the podcast, you guys are going to be like, Loon, you a hoe. You got to understand, I was just dating, like, dating around. Like, I didn't say I hooked up with any of these girls. I'm just genuinely, like, just going on dates and just figuring out, like, first dates and shit. Or just hangouts. And, dude, one of the girls like sat down with me and talked to me, and it was so awkward because first off it was loud as shit because karaoke was going on, so we were talking through phone like notes and then showing the other person. And I remember my boys are all sitting behind me and she sits down and we're talking about like why we stopped talking, which is the most awkward conversation. And I just remember the whole time I'm like, I just want to die. I want to go hang out with my boys. But that was a weird, weird experience. Also, yeah, I don't, that whole night, I ended up going home buying sheets. Sheets has been my shit lately, but it makes you feel like dog shit the next day. I bought a whole ass pizza sheets and some mac and cheese bites. Absolute gas. But yeah, that's been my life lately. But I am really trying to get on top of my grind. It is, Winter is coming. This Friday is a big winter festival in Greensboro, North Carolina. So I'm pretty hype about that. We're going to be doing that. I'm going to be doing that. And yeah, I think that's pretty much it. Other than that, just grind and make sure all the shops are good and shit, you know? But yeah, thank you for tuning in to this solo pod. It's been about 26 minutes. We're going to close it out here. And don't worry, next three episodes, all going to have guests. Two or three, I think. I don't know. I don't know how many I have booked. But anyways, love you guys. Have a great week. See you guys soon. Peace. Also, the fucking odd. But at this point, the video cut out. LOL, because of my camera. But love you guys. Bye.